Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, April 26th, and we're here with you, as always. Tori's having a wonderful morning. You seem in such a great mood. I'm so happy.
It's hump.
My good mood is, multiplied now.
Multiplied. Hump day. Hump.
It is a hump day, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, some days you wake up and it's good, and some days you wake up and it's a struggle, and I think everyone has that.
That's true, right? I don't notice that. It's like it just, I guess sometimes it does, you know, but with me, it's like with small things. If things start to drop on the floor and shit, I'll be like.
It's funny. You know? Someone posted on Facebook, name the thing that you do that really gets your goat that's like very small. Mm-hmm. Like, what flips you out when you're like, and I think mine is also dropping things, and I'll be like, no! Yeah. Like, I'm a demon.
I know.
Child.
It's like, what,
I don't know.
What the hell, you know?
I don't know.
It's like, I know. I'm saying I'm getting mad at gravity.
It's so stupid.
What the hell is going on? You
no,
know?
It's terrible.
Yeah. So that's the situation, you know, and sometimes you just come to work that way, but. I'm as good as always, and
now that I'm getting attention from listeners, everything is sparkling and
right?
Unicorns and rainbows.
There you go. Now you're in the spotlight. Who
mommy
cares?
Mommy likey,
right?
And I'm mommy. Hello.
We will be joined by a special guest today, a returning guest, and we'll get to him in just a moment.
Very excited.
Yeah. A couple things. What's going on with Trump there? I mean, now they're saying he's pissed at federal judges and stuff. What's going on there?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Well, he's always called out judges. The big thing
because they don't agree with him, right?
Right. So, which okay. You are definitely like it's weird in the American culture. Judges are held into you call it an ivory tower in DC. Maybe that's because it's the Supreme Court, but they are held to a different standard. You aren't supposed to get political with judges. They are supposed to be kind of the bipartisan
biased, like independent.
Yeah. So the fact that he calls them out by name is odd. It's very uncomfortable. So this judge in Hawaii is shutting down his sanctuary city's executive order. And now he's like, I'm going to take it to the courts. And, you know, it's all a mess. And then yesterday I'm watching Sean Spicer with my husband and he goes, we want to start off by saying we're having some issues with Canada. And I'm like, holy fuck.
No, with Canada?
Right? I was like, you have got to be kidding me. So they go to the president. Everyone's like, wait, are you serious? We're starting something like literally. So right. He wants to cancel NAFTA. Nothing has gone well. Nothing has been achieved. Nothing has made us look good.
He claims he's done a lot in 100 days.
But
right?
He also says, oh, 100 days is an artificial barrier, so right. You shouldn't care about it.
Right.
I just think it's...
Plus, he's done a lot. It doesn't mean he's done good things,
yeah,
right?
And I think you can tell by... I mean, there's nothing that he said he'd do that is done. Mm-hmm. And when you heard Obama speak, and someone tweeted this and it went viral... Obama takes pauses in between, whether you like him or not. He takes pauses between, you know, he's pauses.
Right.
And he's thinking about what he's saying. And that's something I miss so much because you don't get that. It's just a vocabulary of a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And so you miss hearing a president think about what they're saying because it means something. There's global repercussions.
Right.
So anyway, so he's just not, I don't think these 100 days look very good.
No.
And Ivanka's just continually getting booed at this German women's.
She continued to get
yeah booked? So it's not yeah. This turned out to be a bad press move for her, so she, now it's on the cover of the New York Times, the booing, so it kind of escalated in terms of media.
Yeah. Wow. What's his rating still, like 35% or something?
I mean,
who still likes him?
This is my question to you. Is like, if you're a Trump supporter, no disrespect, and you think he's doing a good job, like, talk to me. I don't understand. Even if you like Trump and voted for him, you really think this is going well?
Well, some people get behind him no matter what he does.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It doesn't matter the substance. It's so chaotic. I can't imagine you think that this is what you think the presidency should look like.
Right.
In any way, even if you are a hardcore neoconservative, pro-life, I get it. I'd love to have a discussion with you elegantly and a debate with you and support you. But tell me about why you think this one individual is actually doing well for your party.
Right.
Because it's not looking good.
No, it's not looking good at all. And we have another, 1,000 days of this? No, more. Right?
Someone has a countdown going on.
Yeah.
Someone does have a countdown. But May 2nd, it picks back up the testimonies of Sally Yates, the general, the attorney general that he fired. Mm-hmm. So they're having her go to Congress and testify May 2nd. So this whole Russia thing gets started back up again.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go away. They're not going to let it go.
No. I mean, because it's a big deal, you know?
You wouldn't want to let it go. Exactly. Yeah. It's like too much information and, you know, it's just, it's all a mess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? That's why in those times you look at the launch date of the new Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's a lot more important.
So much more important. Tell me everything.
So actually only it will open May 24, 2019. It's like, who cares? Why are you telling me now?
Are you kidding me? Do you know who cares? A huge amount of money cares. Star Wars franchise is everything. Now everyone's prepared.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. No, you're right. You're right. But this is going to be... okay, so this is episode 9.
Mm.
Okay, so episode 8 is going to be out next year.
Right.
May 25th,
2018. I think Carrie Fisher is either in it or it's her last one she's in.
Yeah. She in this one too?
I think she's in this. She's not in this. I don't think she's in the next one. She is in 8. They're not going to reproduce her in any way.
Right, right.
But I think she does have a scene in, I think. Also, entertainment-wise.
In this next one, you mean, in episode 8?
Yeah, I think, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Jonathan Demme passed away. That was just...
That's a director, right?
Yeah, I don't really know him. He directed Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
So, yeah, he passed away at 73, unfortunately. So that was kind of breaking news.
Yeah, I know. When I think of all these people dying at these ages, I'm like, what have I got, like 20 years left?
Wait, that doesn't...
You know, I'm 57 years old.
Is that immediately what you think? I didn't even think about that.
Today I did because my birthday's coming up. I'm like, I'm freaking 57 years old. Close to my 60s.
But they say 60. When you reach late 70s, 60's the new 40, dude.
Right.
No, I know.
You reach your 70s, people start counting down your time.
Oh God, that sounds terrible. I don't think that's true. No. I hope not. Okay. I don't. I think 60's like awesome. Also, he directed Philadelphia, which I love that movie with Tom Hanks.
Cool.
That was a great movie. So may he rest. He was a great, great director. He directed a lot of music videos too.
Oh.
Hard rock music videos. So, I don't think that's funny about 70s that you think people. My parents just turned.
I figured I have 25 years, I'll be my dad's age, and then what's going to happen? You know, I mean, it's not a long time.
Yeah, but I guess, man, I see it as so, like, the glass is so, I'm like, that's a long time.
Long time, 20 years to live.
Yeah.
All right. If nothing happens,
that's a lot of my life. 20. That's like a long time.
You know? For you, it is. Yeah. You're only 35.
I am 21.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. True. I forget to say it.
No, I don't like lying. I think it's really weird.
Yeah.
But people do it all the time in LA.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you lie about your age? Because in DC, it's like the older, the better, I guess. I grew up with you have more experience.
Cool. Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, here it's all about you.
Oh, my God. Everyone's like, I'm 16. I'm like, no, you're not. You just had 4 kids. What's going on? They tell you just to always say you're 28, I guess. Right. That's the lie I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
29 is too suspicious. 28 is
great. I see. Okay. So then they realize, 28.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with I'm 27 and a half because that sounds super real.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I'll say I'm 31. I know I don't look 28.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm 31.
That's great.
Yeah. Right.
That's great. I just think the whole thing of lying of your age is so silly. I think it's so silly.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. And especially when women say you don't ask a woman's age. It's like, why not? You know?
Well, I do understand that.
It's like you think we can't figure it out by the way you look.
Yeah,
but
we don't specifically want you to bring it up and remind us. It's like, hey, what's your age? Highlighter.
No, but we're talking about even women in the 30s. I mean,
I wouldn't want someone to ask me.
Really?
No.
Why?
Because then I have to go through this whole thing of do they see me different? Do you think I need to have
Why
kids?
Even think about it? Why not just say, okay, that's how old I am?
Because if I say that's how old I am, I know for a fact in your head, I'm not an idiot, you're going to have all these follow-up questions in your head of, is she married? Is she having kids? She's kind of old. Is she married?
Yeah, but if you're not going to say anything, I'm still going to wonder those things. I mean,
that's okay.
Matter.
I just don't want to have to think about it. Don't put it on me, man. Keep it to yourself. I want to so be.
Just
I want to
bring it up.
Yeah, okay. Man. It's uncomfortable. And I think it makes women who are of a certain age, and that sounds so stupid, but you could have kids, it brings that whole thing into it. And you're like, chill out, dude. You know, just, I am who I am.
I am what I am. Yeah.
I don't care. If you ask me, I'll tell you. I could care less. I really could care. I really could. And, I think age is a privilege. A lot of people don't get to be a certain age. You know, people don't make that privilege. It's a privilege
true.
A lot of people don't get. So I hold it in high esteem.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also. I thought, God, at least I made it to this age.
Are you kidding me?
Know?
Do you know how people want to make it to 57?
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's a privilege.
I'll just keep telling myself that.
Yeah,
bullshit.
That's what I keep doing. So just keep saying that out loud over and over and over again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So did you watch any Black Mirror or no?
No, not yet. Not yet. I need to subscribe to Netflix first. Mm-hmm. And I need to justify that.
Or you can just get
that.
My password.
Yeah, it's not the $10. It's the fact that I have so much to watch anyway and I don't watch any of it, you know.
It's like an ocean. I mean, it's like a wave. You're
just Amazon
of the,
Prime. Yeah. They've got so many series. Have you noticed that? I mean, they've got like a million shows on
it. I know, but they're not all good.
No?
No.
Okay, but some of them are, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But I think that Black Mirror is so... Yeah. It's telling you to watch it. It's going to get your attention.
No, I will. I will. Yeah. That's definitely my style of show,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And skip all the other stuff. Just watch that.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I will. The one with the pig.
Don't watch that one. Oh, God.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guest now. We're joined once again by Mr. Billy Murray. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Hello.
Hello.
So we just calculated Billy was here about exactly a year ago.
Mm.
And you're visiting. Where are you visiting us from, Billy?
I'm visiting from Toronto.
Toronto, Canada. Mm. There you go.
And I'm a little upset about this Trump bit.
Yeah,
business.
What is it? What does he want from you
he's
guys?
He's coming down.
Oh, Toronto. Oh, my God. I didn't even put it together.
He's coming down on our dairy.
Yeah, your dairy and your soft wood.
Really? Talking about dairy?
Yeah, you are. He talked about dairy and soft wood, and I got to put those two soft words together. On Twitter, I go, well, now I can put those words together, Trump and soft wood.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe he started shit with you guys. And by the way, may I say, I so am in love with your prime minister. My God. Yeah. Trudeau is so...
you're not the only one.
I know.
You know, but if a man said that about a woman, though, he'd be considered sexist, wouldn't you say?
No, if I think he's beautiful, a woman's beautiful?
Yeah.
If you said Jill Biden is gorgeous, I don't think that's sexist at all.
That's weird.
Why? She is so hot.
No, but when people say, like, look, when they had a couple of British women sitting there and they commented on their legs, people were saying it's sexist and everything. They were sitting, you know, cross legs and stuff and in dresses, you
but
know,
I would
but
say,
they were two leaders, political
I would
leaders.
Say people, if that woman was beautiful, I would 100% say she's beautiful. Mm. I don't think that's sexist. If someone's good looking.
Yeah, well, you don't, but a lot of women would, you know, they would say, oh, when it's a man, nobody comments.
Are you kidding
like
me?
That.
What did I just like fainted over that man.
No, I know.
And
many
Trump
women
is,
do too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's very
and I was sitting here realizing that I forgot my happy pill today.
Oh, no.
So really? What happened to it?
This interview could go wrong real fast.
We'll make
we'll
you happy.
We'll be your happy pill.
Trump and
we'll
my dairy.
We'll make you happy.
That guy's crazy. Yeah. I couldn't believe he's starting shit with our only friend left.
Yeah. So tell me something. So you did you grow up in Toronto? Is that where you originally from?
I grew up outside of Toronto in a little town.
Mm-hmm.
And... to make it out here is a huge deal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. To be sitting here talking to you guys, looking at the mountains. Big deal.
That's awesome.
What do you have there? I mean, I would imagine it's nice life there in a small town outside Toronto, no?
A lot of dairy.
Yeah, right? A lot of dairy. A lot of cows and sheep, right?
Yeah, cows and sheep and dairy.
Wow.
And, no, it's...
not a lot of women.
A lot of sports, hockey, soccer, like, you know, it's there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
small city, not as big as Toronto, mm-hmm. but it's... It's busy enough to, you know, do things.
Nice.
Keep going. That's pretty cool. Have you traveled a lot?
No. I have been working really hard on the hostile talent, and the only place I come is L.A.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
That's
a good place to be. Yeah. So, but you don't ever go, like, on the East Coast and stuff since it's closer to you, like
You know,
New
it's
York.
More expensive to travel within our country than it is to fly out here.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea.
It's so bizarre.
But I meant like New York, you know, D.C., Philadelphia. Those places don't have any attraction.
No. It's all L.A.
I belong here. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, well, come on down.
He's a Los Angelino.
We only have 4 million people. We can have another one.
Yes,
you know,
can.
There you go.
And there's only one Mr. Badass.
Yeah, yes. There you go. Mr. Badass himself. And we'll get to that, and we'll find out why Billy Murray is you've got hostile talent, and we'll talk about that and everything. So, So you like L.A. I mean, this is where you belong, right? You feel you belong here?
You know what? First off, I have to say this. Mm-hmm. You gave me my first shot at telling my story.
Oh, okay.
And you opened up my first door here in L.A.
Wow.
So
Sam does that a lot.
Good.
He's a good guy like that.
Yeah, he told me I have a special place. He's
wow.
had a special place in his heart for me.
Sam, you do that to a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah. You take chances on people, and it's so hard to have anyone open a door. I'm someone who directly understands that.
Yes, you opened up a door for me, and I'm here on my second show.
That's awesome. And we love having you, man.
I appreciate you and what you do. So
that's awesome.
Thank you.
Sam. Dream maker.
There you go. Made my day. Yeah. You see, it's good to be adored not just by women but men too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And not that I'm really adored by women, but
like,
okay.
Yeah, you're more like a window. Or like a doggy door.
Right, exactly.
I truly believe if you love what you do, you don't have to prove anything to anybody.
People right, and you got to love people too. You know, that's one thing this has taught me, is to love people. Everybody's got a story.
Yeah.
You know, everybody this. That's why, you know, when you hear of like mass murders and things like that, you know, you go, I mean, these are like Holocaust, things like this. It's like, you know, you talk about millions of people. We can't even fathom that many people.
No.
But each one, it's not just a piece of flesh. It's you extinguish a whole life.
A whole family.
Right? The whole life that has occurred before that and everything. And you just, you know, and it's like people taking lives like it's nothing.
Right.
You know?
And I think that's why when we get back to sort of this like politics, it's so sad when people talk about war so quickly.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, we're talking about human beings. It's very odd. It's
right. And the stuff that humans do to other humans around the world, you know, it's just unbelievable. So, Billy, you grew up wanting to do what? Did you ever know? I mean, did you know early on what you wanted to do with your life?
Grade 5, I wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
We hear that from so many people early on.
But why do you think that is?
Grade 6, I changed my mind.
Why do you think that is? Did you feel you needed love when you were growing up and you wanted the attention?
What kind of show is it?
Yeah, geez.
Yeah. We analyze
people.
Dim
the lights.
I thought we got past it the first time.
Dim the lights.
Better get Dr. Phil in here.
Yeah, right. Well, we analyze people. You
I
don't
was not
have to
loved
answer.
As a child. I was.
You don't
I
have to answer.
Myself.
But I think that's where it comes from, no?
No, I had way too much. Attention. No. I had so much love. Are you kidding me? I had the most amount of love you could ever have, and I still wanted more attention.
So why is that?
Okay, so
it's people.
For me, I just I could not concentrate except for the window. I loved staring out the window.
Wow.
And I just knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
I just had no idea how to get there.
Yeah. And did you know what you wanted to be famous for?
No,
you just want to be famous.
Just
I know, I was like that
too.
You know, it's like, look at me, here I am. Yeah, you know, love me.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah,
a bit of probably a bit of that.
Right, because I get a lot of love too. You know,
I think some people just want more attention than others.
Yeah, I think maybe there's a hole inside.
No, I think it's extrovert introvert. Yeah. Like as a Neanderthal, there are some people that were more social and some weren't.
Yeah,
yes, I wanted to be very social.
Yeah,
but the older you get, you realize that it's not about being famous. I don't want to be famous. I'm not here in this town to be famous.
Right.
I'm here to be successful.
Right.
In what I love and what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So it's changed dramatically throughout the years.
Me too.
That's awesome.
It's all I wanted was fame.
So let's talk a little bit about... So you grew up... So you never really left home, right? I mean, you stayed in your hometown your whole life pretty much?
Yeah, I popped around different high schools and different little cities.
So, but it was hard for you in school to focus and concentrate?
Oh, yeah.
You were looking at the outside the window.
Yeah, I'm looking outside the window right now.
It's like,
without
be
a happy
there.
Phone, I'm not happy right
now. Yeah, I want to be out there, not here. Yeah.
And nowadays, they have ways to, like, they have, like, learning ways to treat kids that always need to be moving or doing stuff, but they didn't back then.
And I was like that, too. I mean, I'm still like that. You can't pin me down for 5 minutes. I have to constantly move.
Yeah.
So, did that get in the way for you?
Oh, completely,
As a kid?
Yeah, it stepped in the way of a lot of successes and possible successes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It really, yeah, it affected me. It still can, but I have great support around me that helped me, ground me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You get the
control
tools.
Of it. Got the tools, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So you've had to work on yourself pretty
still,
hard.
Every day. It's an ongoing.
It's an ongoing thing.
It's an ongoing
That's
thing.
Right, yeah. People don't understand that, you know.
That's why I study Buddhism, because it gives me some way to do it every day. Because I'm like, I could really use the help. Like, amen, sister. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all do.
That's true.
Like, I'm a great human being, but, you know, we all need help.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So right out of high school, what did you do then?
I think I'm still in high school.
You're still in high school. Okay.
I think I am. I think there's...
Did you early on start going in the direction where you are now?
I think so. I thought I was traveling around the world, you know, going for adventures, doing this, doing that. I thought I was.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was making progress.
Right.
But I've always been the type of guy to try different things. No risk, no reward kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, so I put a lot of work.
Yeah,
into this.
I can't imagine.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So all right. So
and I'm getting tired.
No, I know. I don't blame you. You know, I mean, it's tiring to live like that, but
always on the edge for sure.
And, yeah, right.
Never knowing what you're going to do from day to day and how you're going to do it, and on a creative level is what I'm getting at.
Right. So you realized early on you're a creative type. You need to do something, not sit in an office 9 to 5. There's no way you can do that.
Could not do it.
Right.
That's all the people we interview. They just can't do it.
Yeah,
just can't
exactly. Do it. Yeah.
The creative people.
The creative people. Yeah. Yeah. You can't sit in, you know, in one place. And I always knew I was creative, but I still always try to put myself in that box of doing accounting or marketing or whatever. And sit in offices because that's all I knew.
Sure.
Until I realized, you know, I'm not happy doing this. I don't want to get up in the morning.
What did you do? You literally created your own job.
Yeah, that's what I did several times in my life. Because I couldn't stand it, you know?
Like I had, and I had jobs, you know, that kept me busy. Construction. Sure. I did a ton of construction jobs.
Did you?
Everything in the construction field, I've done it. Laboring and roofing, you name it, I've done it. Wow. Did I like it? No. Did it keep me busy? Yes.
Yeah,
you know,
paid the bills. Yeah. You know? Right, exactly.
But I remember my very first idea for a business was a male exotic cleaning service.
That's so smart.
Ah, I like
that's
that.
So smart.
Like men in Speedos.
That's so funny. I love that. Because they do that with women. Topless maids.
I know.
Yeah, I got laughed out of the room. But
I like it.
I went as far as making a business card and sketching up a waiver.
Right.
Nice.
Because you do have to think about who your market would be. You know, I mean, who would do this? You
Housewives.
Know?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but how many would do this?
No, I understand.
You're not going to invite a naked man to your house to clean your house. It might be a party gig, gag or something, you know, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think for Christmas, that year for Christmas, I got a cleaning set, a Dirt Devil cleaning set. And I was told to get my ass in gear and start cleaning.
So there you go. So you learned early on not every idea is going to work.
Not
right?
every idea is going to work.
True.
Yeah.
So, but now you've got Hostile Talent. Tell us, first of all, what it is. It's Badass and Beyond.
Oh, yes.
Tell us what that is.
Well, first off, you know, I gotta say a shout out to my members. To all the members out there. Okay. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a
So it's a member
talent.
Site?
It's a member site, yeah.
Okay.
And it, you know, they're awesome. They're loyal. And I love them dearly. Keep positive and stay badass.
Yeah, there you go. So what is it? What is Hostile?
Hostile Talent is a platform to be seen, connected for everything entertainment. Okay? It gives them a platform to help them have a different avenue.
Right.
To build fan base, to... showcase a new record, new single.
So it's like a platform where everybody can showcase themselves.
So cool.
For and, badass.
Right, for badass roles and jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
Right. What's a badass?
Yeah, I mean, tell me so much.
Yeah, I know. What's
Am I a
badass?
Okay, well, let's talk.
You're not a badass.
Trudeau.
Okay.
I am definitely.
Trudeau
is a badass.
He's a badass.
Really?
Trudat. Did you see how I did that?
Ah,
Trudat. Trudeau is a badass.
Confidence, swagger, attitude.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what it's all about.
So it's not about the tattoos and the muscles and everything?
No, no. A lot of people think that, but we have everything on this site, from non-actors to actors to models, really quirky comedians.
That would be
but
me.
In their own way, they're badass to me.
Right.
I'm inspired by badass. Yeah.
I think I am badass, although I'm not cool, because I do stand up, and that's kind of like badass.
Uh-huh.
But I do understand that I don't... the confidence is... I could get more.
Yeah.
I could get more.
But you have the swagger and
you
have
the swagger.
Attitude.
There you go.
And you're a mum.
Thank you. I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the mums.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, Trudeau, you know...
A mom? She's not a mom.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mom?
Mom?
Oh, no.
Mom. M-U-M?
Yes, mom.
Oh, I'm like mom. I'm like... Oh,
the
wow.
Bomb.
No,
yeah,
no, no. Where the hell am I? I don't know.
Mom? So, yes, it's not about just tattoos and whatnot, but it's...
Yeah.
I've hustled so hard that I've created a platform where you have a better chance of getting noticed on my platform than on your own Instagram account.
Wow. Really?
And that's what I say to people. Where are you most likely going to get seen now?
Right.
Because I have some greats coming through my platform to find and to look at my stuff.
Right. So these are, if someone is badass, they're talented and everything, they should definitely join your site.
Yeah, of course.
And so there's like a big selection. It's like a database, right, of talent and... And
exactly. It's growing by the day.
Really?
And coming out here, within 6 days that I'm here, it will grow a ton.
Really?
Yeah, it will grow a ton.
That's cool. What do you do for marketing? I mean, is it like word of mouth now at this point?
At this point, it is a lot of social media.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
It makes me ill.
Yeah, it's awful, but it's the way
I'm a little old school. So, you know, when we were younger, we didn't have social media.
Right.
You know, we didn't have email.
Right, exactly. We had it's a big too much work on the, now, on the right?
Wall, you know? We had pigeons.
So I have to say, you know, if I see another selfie, you know, of a butt shot, it drives me to.
Right.
But I have to do it. So I live on social media in a positive way. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That works, huh? Because I think today people hang out there more than even on Google's search engine. You know, I mean, that's just where you find people.
Yeah, because that's where people are going. You go to where people are going.
And in all honesty, you got to do what you can afford to do.
Right.
Right.
That's what I can afford to do. I don't have a ton of money. There's not a big budget.
And it's free. If you can do social media right, you do it for free.
Yes. Right, exactly. You know, but I don't have the patience for it, really. You know, I mean, I need somebody to really do social media. But because you want somebody that does it every day, all the time, you know? You don't want just somebody, oh, yeah, I know how to use Instagram. No, that's not the point.
Yeah, you want a specialist who does this.
And you can become one, I guess, just doing it yourself, right?
There's a lot of backdoor stuff that I don't even know.
Right.
And the odd time I will hire someone to do it because...
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to
do. It's the better thing
that's
for your company.
That's what they do. That's what they've gone to school for or, you know, and that's what they're good at, so...
Yeah. So how did the idea of this come about for you? How long ago was that you started this?
I launched 2 years ago. Uh-huh. And the idea was I kept going to auditions, and I was always told, you know, you're a true badass.
Yeah.
And they're really, truly hard to find.
Wow,
like the real deal.
Uh-huh.
And I was just putting two and two together. I'm like, you know what? I got an idea. I think there's nothing in the industry that has a house for people like myself or just outside the box.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. You sort of get lost with all the rest of the talent. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so I brought Hostile back because it used to be a t-shirt company.
Oh, okay.
And so I brought Hostile back as Hostile Talent.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Now, this is Hostile, Hostyle. And you guys can find out more about it on hostiletalent.biz. You'll see a lot of badass pictures on here. I don't know. Most of the badasses do have tattoos, and they look tough and scary and shit.
Well, yeah,
but you've got some women here that I can see how they're badasses, but they're not really scary.
The best place, if you go to the Instagram, at hostile_talent, every picture is a member. Everyone on there is a member. And there is some great... great characters on there.
Wow.
Great talents
from
around the world.
So you connect with a lot of them too, I'm sure, right?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Wow.
My first trip out here was because of one of my members.
Yeah.
Second trip, I got to meet Freddie Roach because of one of my members. Those are big dreams for me. Those were bucket list stuff.
Really?
And this is going through my members. Yeah. It's an incredible thing.
That's awesome. So, and what benefits do the members get from this now? They go in. So this is a way to showcase themselves. Is this where they hope people will discover them and
yeah,
so
because
forth?
I'm constantly pushing them out.
Mm.
Constantly pushing out the business, the platform, and they get pushed out as well.
Yeah.
They're constantly getting promoted and seen. When I was with an agency, I sat in the bottom of a piece of paper roster.
Right.
And only got called up for those, you know, those really really bad biker commercials. They don't just sit there.
Yeah.
They're constantly getting rotated, getting promoted, getting seen. And trust me, people are coming by looking at them.
Wow.
Important people in this city. So
that's great.
Very cool.
These photos are fantastic on your website.
I appreciate that.
I mean,
They're very engaging and... Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
There's a method to the
cool
madness.
Cool characters, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'm definitely, like, interested. This isn't just, like, a boring site. That's awesome. I like this.
Yeah. God, some people go overboard with their tattoos, right? I mean, this guy is... There's a picture on your site with a guy with a tattoo on his face. Is this a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Usually people do this?
We got guys, Long Beach, East LA. Uh-huh. We got guys that are the real deal, man.
Really, really
great
badasses,
actors, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
authentic.
Talent.
Yeah. So authentic.
Beyond authentic.
I feel like that's what a badass, too, is. There's something authentic about them.
Exactly.
Like Trudeau is like authentic. There's something authentic about a badass.
Well, he wears a suit.
Yeah.
He can articulate himself.
He speaks all these languages.
He speaks languages. And then he gets into a boxing ring and throws his hands out. You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's badass.
That is badass. And do you know what Canada said in response to Trump? It's so good. Did you hear it? It was like late last night. They were like, well, we're usually known as being polite, but there's a reason our national sport is hockey. So watch out. And I was like, damn, Canada.
Hello.
I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah. You know, and there's...
And it was a woman who said it. I was like, damn, girl. That was great. Yeah.
There's musicians on there. You know, and sometimes for the talent that are already pretty much established, it's about getting them better opportunities, getting them onto better radio shows or more fans.
Get more exposure so people can know about them.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You never get seen if you're... I'm always under the pile, and then it's just now that I'm getting seen, but it took a decade.
That's true.
And it's like, if you can find someone that can get you a little bit more publicity, it's worth everything, you know?
That's true, yeah.
And I always say, let me help with the hustle.
Yeah. Right.
Because I know the hustle, so let me help with the hustle.
Yeah. So why don't you become an agent here?
I don't want to.
No?
I don't want to be an actor.
Right.
I don't want to be an agent. I don't want to be a casting director.
You don't want to be involved in that shit.
Yeah. No.
Because you could probably, I mean, you specialize in badass talent. If somebody needed that, you'd be the one they'd go to, you know? But
now you're putting me in a job. Now I'm an agent.
But now he's a 9-to-5.
Yeah, I'm dealing with...
That's true, right?
I don't even want to get into it.
You don't want to get into that.
It drives you crazy.
Let the professionals do it.
All right.
And let me deal with that.
And you deal with the website and all that stuff.
That's awesome.
And all the communicating with the people and everything, I can imagine.
And this is, and I have a great story. And this is how, and what I do to hustle this company so people can get seen on my site.
Right. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah
we're ready.
So 6 months ago, on the Instagram, I started promoting and advertising the Adam Carolla Show. Big fan.
Really?
I love his circle.
Right.
The circle of his guests. I belong. We kind of felt in the same circle, you know, comedians, fighters, musicians. You know, just kind of felt right. My energy felt right.
Yeah.
And
I saw him live the other day, but... he's very cool.
Oh, he's
very cool.
He's
right?
awesome.
Yeah.
I have never met him, but I truly believe I would just completely get along with him and move along.
Yeah. It just I was like backstage with him and stuff, and there was just too many people wanting his attention, so you don't really get to see the person.
Yeah.
You know.
So but, 6 months ago, I started promoting him.
Yeah.
And his drink, the Corolla drink, right? The mangrias and whatnot. Uh-huh. Everything about it is just badass. The guy's a race car driver, too. Like, how badass is
really?
That? He gets in a race car and drives fast. Like, come on. And he's funny. And, you know, just everything about him. So I started this promotional thing 6 months ago. And I would promote and advertise his links and his drinks and make up really nice posts.
But this was... He hadn't contacted you.
He had no idea.
I got it.
It was all on me. Not because I wanted to get noticed or seen. I just wanted to get someone's attention.
Got it.
Because no one answers emails and no one takes phone calls.
Right.
Okay, so he started at 69K on Instagram, and then up till now, he's 73, right? Wow. So I feel like, okay, I've
helped you increase.
Damn.
And I've... So they started liking me back.
Wow.
I was liking their stuff. There was no contact, you know, verbal or any contact. Right. But there was a little Instagram stuff going on back and forth. So I made a post, and I made up a custom T-shirt, Mr. Badass custom shirt, for a Corolla.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm going to fly to LA. I'm going to get off the plane.
You really want to know him.
And I'm going to go to the studio and I'm going to drop off this shirt for him and open up some relationships.
Yeah.
You know? So I get to what I thought was the address. It was a UPS drop off box.
Oh, God.
And I was like, son of a bitch. You know? I hate that guy. You know, what the hell? So I go to the restaurant. I'm pouting. I'm eating my food. And then I realize, and the guy takes the shirt. He goes, they come in here once in a while for their stuff.
Oh.
So I was eating my food.
No way.
Breakfast. And I said, hell no.
They walked in.
Hell no. So I went back to UPS. I said, give me that shirt because I found the address, right?
Mm.
Went to the address. Did the old Uber over to the address. And there's a gate. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
there's a gate.
Whoa.
So... I said, hold tight, don't leave, because I'm not sure if they're going to open this gate for me.
Right.
So I buzz in, and all of a sudden the gate opens.
Wow.
I told them who
good
I was.
Good security, I love it.
Yeah, great security. don't say anything. So the gate opens, and I'm like, no way. So I go in, and I'm talking to, they're doing a live show at this point,
right.
But I got to talk to the producer that, you know, is in charge, Dylan, great guy. He opened the gate for me, sat me down, and listened to my story.
Wow.
He and he said, I can't guarantee you on the show. And I said, I don't want to be on the show. I just want to introduce myself. I want to tell my story. I want people to hear what I'm here for, what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, he texted me, took down my information, and said, see if we can set something up before we leave to go back to Toronto.
Wow. Very cool.
So
very nice.
He had no idea who I was.
Right.
So
you did what it took to get him to know you.
He did know me because I took a picture of me hitchhiking with a sign that says Adam Carolla Show. Right. And he looked at me. He was so confused. He said, are you the guy in the street? And I'm like, yeah, Mr. Battis. He's like, no way. And I'm like, yeah. And I laid it out for 3 weeks straight. I was coming to town. I was going to come by. Wow. But they weren't catching on to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, well, what's up with the suitcase? I said, well, I just landed. And he goes, you just landed? It came right here? And I'm like, yeah. And then I show him the T-shirt. And I haven't heard, I haven't had a response to what the interest was, but that's a huge thing for me.
Yeah, wow.
And well, I hope I'll get to that point too, where you'll put a sign with Sam in the morning with Tori, and you'll be heading out here.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go.
A hitchhiking sign.
Yeah. But you know what? It just comes down to, I want to be taken seriously, and I didn't want. He said, do you want to take pictures and have a tour? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to take pictures. I'm not the ultimate fan here.
Yeah.
I believe we can really collaborate together, and I'm a fan. I am a fan, but I'm here on the hustle.
Yeah, the hustle. We interviewed someone who wanted to get an audition for, what was it, The Bourne Identity, I think, and she pretended to be a UPS driver and pretended to have a package at the gate because they wouldn't let her through, and then pretended and then took off her costume and then put her headshot on the, and then got the part. And I'm like, that's what it takes, people like you that will go all the way.
And you have to... Like, it's nerve-wracking to do this.
It's scary.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Like, are they going to open the gate?
Sure.
I'm on
like,
the airplane,
scary.
Power flight. You know, I'm like, oh, is this going to work? You
right.
Know? And he told me straight out, he has no idea who you are.
Right.
He doesn't
right.
deal with Instagram and all that stuff. And I kind of knew that. I was like, I'm not that stupid, right? So,
right.
But it was a little bit of a kick in the nuts, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gate has opened.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Right. You got there.
Yeah.
You know? And he's another guy that, special place, man. Like, he listened to me.
Yeah.
And that's all I want. So.
And that's hard to find someone to do here.
Yeah. It,
but when you see someone in person, they're more likely to like, but good for you to make the trip, you know?
Yeah.
That's
it's
great.
And the trip's just starting. So, there's lots of things I'm sure I can hustle out somewhere. Somebody will listen to me.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll make sure of it.
There you go. I don't know if Adam Carolla is the right one. I mean, the vibe I got from him is like, don't bother me. I don't know. It was backstage and everything, but he wasn't looking you in the eye when you talked to him. He's like all over the place. Mm-hmm. But I don't judge anybody. Maybe a lot of people want to see him and talk to him, and he's just like jaded, whatever.
Tired.
Yeah, whatever. But at the same time,
I would say that for sure.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, if you believe in it and you like it, why not promote it for him?
Well, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to build this company so those members and new members are getting what they sign up for.
Right.
They're getting noticed by important people.
Right. But why do you have to live here to do that if you're not going to have like an office?
I don't need to live here.
Right.
I can just come back and forth.
That's true. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then he doesn't have to deal with the traffic.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would love to come here for a couple months to get out of the winter. Right.
But you wouldn't want to live here?
Oh, I would definitely want to live here.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a wife and a young son at home
that don't really want to. Canadians tend to be a lot nicer than Los Angelinos, just so you know.
But I think, can you imagine this website, this company with a power team behind it?
Mm. Yeah.
It could be huge. It's going to be huge anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But with the right team behind it. Open up.
No, for sure. And you got a vision. It's not like you're just searching in the dark. You know what you're doing.
There's a vision. There's a vision for, future ads. I already got visions for commercials. Like, everything is just...
It's all manifested.
That's good. Yeah. And you just... you're not a person that sits back and waits for it to happen. You make things happen. And that's why it's going to work, because you throw a lot of things at the wall, something's going to stick,
In this town, they want something real, man.
Right.
They're sick. This is what I found out from my last trip here. 95% of the people that come here want to get famous. They want to know who you know. Mm. They want to talk to them. Can you introduce me? It's so much... crap.
It's
tiresome.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Especially if you're not that personality. Like,
no.
My husband's not that personality. I'm not really that personality. And so we don't get it, and it's tiring, and it's fake, and it's not us. So it's very frustrating when you don't sell yourself that way, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't go to lines in clubs and stand and say, oh, where I'm supposed to. Like, I'm not. I can't. I won't.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I'm Billy Murray.
Yeah.
Mr. Badass.
Hey, I'm tired. So, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. So, yeah, it's a very, you have to really force that upon yourself here.
It's just, yeah, I'm just myself. I'm here with a vision and with an energy. And I got a great compliment yesterday and said I'm very intoxicating. I'm very, you know, entrancing. Like,
yeah.
You know, I have great energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just good energy and just be real.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just do you.
That's
just
very cool. So how long have you been married now?
I've been with my lady for 15 years.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, 15
and
years.
And you have one kid?
Oh, we have a beautiful son.
Really?
10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Justice.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, Justice.
That's good.
Very
cool.
It's
a badass name.
It's a badass name, yeah.
So despite a childhood where you couldn't find yourself and everything, you finally settled down. You've got yourself a family and everything. You got a business. You must be feeling pretty good about yourself these days.
I feel great. I awesome. Do. I feel great right now.
Yeah. You've overcome a lot of obstacles,
yes,
right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
And there could be a couple more if I don't get my pill in.
Let's wrap this up. Yeah. Get him out of here.
I'm exaggerating, but
no,
yeah.
I know.
But yes, all jokes aside, yeah, it's a great time in my life right now.
That's awesome.
41
That's awesome.
Years old, and I feel better than ever.
That's great.
That's cool. I know. But for me, it's the same thing. I'm feeling better than ever because I went through difficult times in my 30s, you know, when my bipolar disorder started coming out and everything. That was a very tough time for me. But
that means a whole other set of obstacles most people don't even have to
right.
even imagine.
Right. It's like you don't even have to deal with.
Like your
you
landscape
know?
Is yeah. much rockier than a lot of people's.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. And coming here at 16 all alone and stuff.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, it wasn't easy. You know, you look back at your life and you go, how was I able to do that?
Yeah, I know.
Right? How did I overcome all this?
Yeah. But
and then you look at you now. And you're just handsome as ever. He still doesn't know what floor he's got to go to.
That's true.
We were stuck in the elevator together. The door was open. He's like, what is going on with this button? We got to go to four.
And you were like,
and
you
we
are
were
on four.
Four.
We were on four.
He doesn't even know where he's going.
Because I was into the conversation with Billy.
He gets distracted. It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I know.
Gets focused.
And my memory sucks anyway. So
one of the biggest obstacles is actually understanding that, holy shit, I got a problem.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big obstacle because now everything about you has to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. How you view things, yes. How you view yourself
accepting,
and life.
Accepting something. Yeah.
That's
and
true,
that's
yeah.
another reason I study Buddhism because it's a lot of about self-compassion. And I was like, what is this mm-hmm. concept I've never heard of?
Right.
And it's a lot of like really being friendly, unconditionally friendly with yourself. And I think that's not normal for most people.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, besides, I mean, look, all the three of us have had tough childhoods with maybe, you know, depression, mental illness, whatever. But the thing is, I think a lot of people go through that.
Yeah.
It's just that it's a different points in their lives.
Yeah.
Some people are not diagnosed correctly. Some people don't think they have a problem. You know,
at the end of every one of my stand-ups, I always go like, and always be kind because you never know who's facing an uphill battle. And it's not funny. It's just like so true.
Yeah.
Like
is,
everyone's kind
of
drunk and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, you got to understand. Like that's the true statement. Like everyone is doing something you have no idea about.
Right.
Dealing with it.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people just, you know, sometimes feel like I just want to end it. Right.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so why would you, right? Something really, really good could happen tomorrow.
Exactly, so. You know? It's like digging for oil, and then you give up, and then 2 feet under, there's all the oil, and you never got there because you gave up, you know? So there's a lot of analogies and stuff to this, but the bottom line is you got to keep going, you know? You can't have people, you know, and I also think, you know, when you're like in shitty moods, when you're down on yourself, you don't think you're going to make it or something, you got to break that pattern. You got to think of something else. You got to do something else because that also like passes, you know.
But you're right. Negativity breeds and feeds more negativity.
It really
and if,
does.
And you live in that world, if it's never going to happen, then it's not going
to
happen.
No, so you can't stay in your head. You know, you really have to be out there. People are always better. better to give you advice than yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Because we're all hard on ourselves, you know?
And I think a good way of getting out of your head, if you can't get out of it, is what am I grateful for? Name three things I'm super grateful for. And I'll be like, I like my hairdresser. I have a good, like my eye color's pretty and I think I'm funny. And it doesn't have to be like, and I think I'm grateful people come to my stand-up shows. It doesn't have to be big, but it gets you out of this is negative. This is negative. What are you grateful for? Name three things you're grateful for.
Right. No, absolutely. You know, I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
I had some pearl of wisdom, but I forgot, so it'll come back to me. But in the last few minutes, so Billy, what's ahead for you? What where do you see yourself going with this?
Oh, to the top, definitely.
Really?
This is going
to
be...
But what does it mean to the top for you?
Yeah, well, that's just it, right? Like, yeah. It's never going to be good enough for me.
Really?
I could be living in the hills in a mansion. It's not going to be good enough.
Yeah, right.
It's always going to be never good enough. My wife's always going to be, what is wrong with you? Yeah. It's never good enough. But that's what mental illness is. It's never going to be good enough. I'll never be happy.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's just going to keep forcing me to do other stuff. But top for me would be when you hear the word badass, you in the entertainment industry, you automatically think
of you.
Hostile
Yeah, there you go.
Billy Murray, Hostile Talk.
That's true.
I answer my phone to anybody. I answer every email. I answer any phone call. Members have problems, they call me.
Yeah.
And I will listen to them. Why? Because I give a shit.
Yeah. Right.
Bottom line.
There you go. And how many people are like that out there? Not that
so
many.
So few.
You know. And yeah, so my pearl of wisdom came back.
Oh, good.
Nice.
And what I was trying to say is that I sometimes think of it as like, you know, when someone's tough on yourself, ask yourself, what if this was your kid?
Yeah.
You know, would you get mad? Would you treat them that way? So why are you treating yourself that way? You know, I mean, if it's
true,
a child, you'd never tell them you suck, you're shit, you're this.
That's a Buddhist koan is mother bird to baby bird. Oh. You treat yourself like a mother bird would to a baby bird, as gently as a mother bird to a baby
yeah,
bird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is me. Mother, you suck, you suck, you suck. I hate you. You suck, you suck. Yeah. I'll like trip over something and be like, your life is worthless. Like, yeah. I'm like, whoa, okay. Out of control.
It is out of control,
but
we do that.
It's exactly how I am.
You know, we have that voice
inside of us. Like, true story. I trip and I'm like, you aren't deserving of life.
Yeah, right.
But it's like, what's that would never be like mother bird, baby bird, but that takes like every time you do that, you stop and say mother bird, baby bird.
Right. No, I mean, I remember when I was at the heat of my depression and everything, I would like internalize everything. Like everything was my fault. I was the most terrible person. I shouldn't live. I shouldn't be alive. That's what depression is like.
Oh, yeah.
Deep,
you know,
very
deep.
Yeah,
deep.
And people
don't understand that.
My teacher Pema says she had someone in the audience, and he's like, "I really think I'm the worst person in the world." And she said, "Do you really think of all the billions of people in the world, you're the worst at this very moment?" He said, "Yeah."
Wow.
Because that's how deep it goes. Is like you think you're at the bottom, and she's like, "I believe that you think that."
Very lonely place.
Very. Yeah. And when you're there, you empathize with anyone else who's even been near it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I go to Canada, people say, "You know, how is LA?" And I say, "It's a very lonely place."
Yeah.
It's big. It's happening. Very lonely.
It is
lonely.
You
can feel very lonely
here. It's
hard
to have a social life here. Yeah. Yeah. Some people do, you know. I mean, some people I know, especially younger people, they're able to find friends. They go out and all this stuff. So they, you know, 20s, early 30s.
But then it gets
you can do
harder,
that. But then, when you settle down or whatever, you're a little older. Yeah, it's hard to find genuine people. But there are a lot of great people.
But I lived in New York, too, and that was really lonely. And I was surrounded by human beings.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel so weird. I have all this energy coming at me, but yet I feel really alone.
Right.
So that was like weird.
I was the same in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Same thing. So busy.
But so alone. That's how Michigan was when I went to school.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
But when I leave this building,
uh-huh.
I'll go walk down Ventura, and I'll keep walking for... I'll walk for hours.
Really?
Wow.
I'll be completely alone, but I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's why I feel about LA. That's why I moved here. I was like, there's something still better about it to me than the New York isolation.
Right.
I mean, it's still I still feel warmer internally and, you know.
You should walk on the beach a little bit. Did you do that?
It gets on my toes. I don't like it.
Really? No, not on the sand. There's like a path you can go where the bikes and everybody, people walk there. You don't have to get to the sand.
You gotta be kind of sexy to do all that shit.
No, you don't, man. You don't go out there. Yeah. No, but...
fish, real.
Yeah.
But no, that's not the point, man.
Yeah, you're not. Some people aren't beach people.
But you don't have to be on the beach. All I'm saying is get the breeze of the ocean, you know.
Some people don't like the sun.
Clears you up completely.
You know, I mean,
when I go biking down there, it's so peaceful to me. I just like,
true.
I'm in heaven.
I have the person I'm staying with. His name is Dallas King. He owns Red Rabbit Productions. Wow. He's also a professor at UCLA Film.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm taking you to Venice. You have to go.
Yeah, you have to go to Venice.
Dallas King is the coolest name I've ever heard.
Oh, he's badass. And he's on the site. He's
on the site. Dude, that's almost as good as Joe Montana. That's another awesome name.
Oh, yeah, he matches the name. He's a great, great guy. He's let me stay at his apartment.
That's awesome.
Taking care of. He said, listen, you have to go to Venice. You have to. Like, there you go. You got to see it, right?
Yeah, go for an hour. Yeah. No, yeah. I love it.
Everybody, Billy Murray is the badass in the studio. The website is hostiletalent.biz. You can find links to his Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. You can see pictures and bios of badass people. And that's the bottom line, is you really got to go there and find what you're looking for. It's all there. You don't have to go very far to be able to cast your movies and stuff like that. Billy, thank you so much for joining us. Always the best.
Thank you for having me.
This is so exciting.
Have a safe trip back. And you're always welcome back. Every time you're in L.A., you know, the door's open.
I'll be over tomorrow.
Awesome.
We can't wait.
All right. Tori, thank you also.
Anytime.
Thanks to all the listeners, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on L.A. Talk Radio.